All right, everybody, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim Rants into the Heavens, but hey, I've actually got something important. So, how do I start this? Well, I've been debating with somebody online in a server, and it's about something that has really come to my attention. I haven't made an actual Red Pill video in a long time. But I think I need to do that, and I want to go ahead and make this quick. I want to try to get this done in about 15 minutes, so let's just get to the basics. So first of all, the guy was talking about how MGTOW were just like a bunch of losers these days, and a lot of people that follow TFM are like losers that women wouldn't want anyway. But the whole time he was basically referencing stuff from incel YouTubers, like... Incelmatics, I believe, was one of the ones. And, of course, the legendary moment where TFM lost his shit live and started going in the drill sergeant mode, which this guy says apparently a sign that TFM is not mentally capable, as he might say, and can't do, like, the military things he talks about. You know, just a bunch of stuff. But... one thing that really caught my attention, TFM aside, I really don't care one way or the other about that. But all that aside, the thing that got me was the guy was saying, you know, women are only caring about looks, and like, even if you're like a like an older man, they'd rather be with like a hot, attractive young college guy. And I was like, you know what? Here's the thing, though. That older man has money. And he said, well, yeah, but the only thing you can be is a sugar daddy, and that's not honorable. It's like, honor? What the fuck do you mean, honor? What are you talking about, honor? We do not fucking live in an honorable society. There is a lot of evidence that I can give anybody here that proves we don't live in a society that respects honor. We're not... fucking feudal Japan. I'm sorry, it's not the fucking society we have. We are a very honorless society. We're a dishonorable society. How about that? We're dishonorable. And it's true. When you talk about these women who would pursue the sex work to be very dishonorable in times of old, but they're very popular now and praised in the media, which would be the news or the... I don't know how they got the town crier. I don't know how they got shit back then. But anyway, that would not be a very honorable thing in those times to be like a sex worker. Like, I mean, I'm sure there might be courtesans and stuff like that. But normally it wasn't seen as an honorable position to be that kind of woman. But now that's praised in today's society. So, to speak of honor for a guy that basically wants to pay some... I mean, it's a glorified hooker at that rate. Because you're just basically giving him gifts. You know, I talked to a sugar baby before, and she pretty much told me, oh yeah, the guys give me cars and money and all this kind of thing. And a lot of times they just want me to be arm candy when they go to the casino. And of course there's like some sex and stuff that is entailed. But yeah, I mean, it is what it is. It's not like... oh, you're dishonorable because you got this prostitute. Like, dude, there are guys out there that have told me, look, in my country, we've got brothels. So I'll go to a brothel, I'll bang some prostitute, I'll fucking go to take a shower, you know, because I go home, take a shower. And then after that, I go to the MMA gym, you know, and I practice my MMA, I practice my martial arts, and it keeps my body in shape. And that's what he does. He says it's just as natural as eating breakfast. He goes in there, he bangs a hooker, goes, takes a shower. I mean, it's just what it is in that part of the country. I believe he said he was in the Dominican Republic. I mean, it's just what it is over there for some guys. It's not a big fucking deal. I mean, we're so worried about honor. It's like, no, that's the problem. I told this guy, look, your issue is you fucking care too much about what people think. He's like, oh, women won't like me if I look like this. It's like, have you ever tried to fucking actually talk to somebody? Because look, I've dated women. He was talking about the whole goth mommy thing. He's like, would an autistic fat anime nerd be with a goth mommy or goth? I'm like, oh, you fucking kids and these baby bats. And that's literally what I said. A baby bat is like a young goth, basically. You know, the older bats are the ones I talk to, and the baby bats are the ones that are now what you'd call scene girls. They're not even goth, they're just a mix of a bunch of bullshit, and it's all supposed to be dark, and none of it really is. I know the old school goth girls with the bone collecting and the blood vials and all that. I know that shit, okay? I got a friend of mine that's into all that, okay? Because she's about my age, and it makes fucking sense, doesn't it? We were the old goths, okay? Some people were upset that I was an old goth. I have always been. Why do you think I called myself the Grimlord? Because it was catchy? No, because I actually worked with metal and goth and all that crap. I was in a fucking metal band. Shit. I know all this shit, guys. But the main thing is, look, guys, the problem I'm seeing is that so much of this incel fucking mentality is getting thrown into men. And they're like, well, MGTOW overlaps with incels. No, it fucking doesn't. It doesn't. First of all, a lot of guys don't understand what MGTOW is actually supposed to be. MGTOW is actually more for older guys, and I say this with experience, older guys who have basically had bad luck in relationships, I guess, a lot of times, where they're just like, you know what, I tried this thing, she completely threw me under the bus, I'm not going through that anymore, I'm walking my own way, I'm going to be my own man. If she took my money, I'm gonna build my money back up, and this time I'm gonna, you know, not jump at the first hot piece of ass. I'm gonna, you know, think more about my future, and think about my retirement, and think about all these important things that actually matter. Like, I mean, because when you're young, you don't think about a lot of that stuff, and Aaron Clary writes about that in his book, Not Enjoy the Decline, but the, I think that one of the last ones he wrote, I can't remember the name of it, but it was right after the Book of Numbers. But yeah, when you read that damn book, it tells you, you know, you got to think about that kind of stuff because it's important and a lot of people don't think about it. So now that you've done the relationship thing, you had the hottie, she turned naughty, and then things got bad. And I spelled naughty, N-O-T-T-I-E, not N-A-G-U-A, you know, the N-A-U-G-H-T-Y. Yes, I can fucking spell. But, yeah, you married the hottie, she turned naughty, and then you're like, oh, shit, this is bad. And, you lost a lot of money and, maybe some other things. Maybe you lost the rights to see your kids. There's just a lot of horrible fucking things that happen, right? Just terrible fucking things. I met young men. You know, when I said older men wasn't really fair. Young men have also gone through this too, already. I'm talking about married, divorced, can't see kids, all that. Young men, younger than me, in his fucking 20s, happen. Boom, that's real. So, okay, when I say MGTOW, I say it happens to a lot of men that have been wronged. And when a lot of guys go their own way, it's because they've been through shit, they understand what it's like out there, and they don't want to go back through it. That's the big thing. Now, guys who never fucking talk to women in their life, oh no, I'm afraid the woman. That's not, I'm sorry. That's definitely some form of coping mechanism. You know, that's not what MGTOW was about. MGTOW was about men not being on the plantation, men not being slaves. And of course he's saying, well, you don't have to have a label for that. No, I've said that millions of times. You don't have to have a fucking label to go your own way. You don't have to do that. You can just fucking say, hey, I'm not going to put up with that bullshit. That's literally all it is. You know, and when I saw this crap, this incel mindset of, oh, these guys just can't get a girl. It's like, Okay, so maybe some can't. That's fair. Maybe there's a few that can't get the girl. Okay, so they decide that you can't fire me, I quit kind of situation. All right, fine. But what I'm saying here is that's definitely not all men, my God. There's a lot of women I talk to. A lot. There's, a lot of them my age. Some of them a little younger. A bunch of single mothers. Some of them young. Some of them old. You know, they want me to raise her and the fuck. I mean, when I say raise her and the fucking kids, I literally mean that. Because she's just about as, she's just about as immature. I don't want to say dumb, but I would say she's just about as immature as the children. And I've run into one like that. And, she was just saying all kinds of crazy shit. Just kind of like the Empress shit, right? I mean, that's common. That's more common than you think, guys. There's a lot of women that think like that. And it's just... That's what you get, right? That's the kind of thing that you get when you're older. You get these younger women that want you to knock them up and have a whole bunch of kids and take care of you and them. Well, excuse me. Take care of them and... You, yeah, I said it right. Take care of them and you. You don't want to fucking do that. I didn't take you to raise, child. You know? It's like, you're supposed to be a fucking grown adult. Why do I have to be a grown adult and tell you what the fuck you need to do? Like, that's the thing. That's why guys go their own way, because they don't want to fucking deal with all that. I mean, sure, there's some beautiful women. I mean, at least with all the filters and makeup, God knows what they look like without it. But at least with the filters and makeup, they look pretty goddamn beautiful. You're like, oh yeah, I'd have kids with her. But then your brain says, hey, you're not, Pop says, you're not using your thinking meat. You know, use your thinking meat, not the head up top, not the one on the bottom. You go, no, I don't want to get with that. And a lot of guys are just like, oh yeah, and you don't even think about it. You know, you don't even think about it. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous to me. And the incel mentality, remember, they want validation. TFM said this a lot of times, and this guy was fighting with me about TFM, but TFM's right when he said the incels want validation. That's all they fucking want.
Well, this guy gets so-and-so because he's genetically superior.
Dude, I see this shit all the time on my social media.
Well... So-and-so has has jawline, and this kind of jawline, and these Slavic women are so beautiful. If I had a Slavic goth girl, I'd just melt.
It makes me want to fucking, they want to do this, okay, they want to do this rope shit, right? It's like, look, here's the thing, I will come over to your place and throw you out the fucking window, okay? How about that? How about that? You don't have to go, waste all the time just... Go up there, go up the stairs, find out where you are. Boom! Boom! Right off the, out the window. Done. Gone. Over with. Finished. Completely. No more of this crap. I'm tired of it. It's fucking stupid, and it's definitely not masculine. It's not masculine at all. The fucking, oh my God, what if I, no, hold on. It's like, what if she says something because I'm a little fat or my chin's shaped wrong or I don't have a beard or I'm not muscular or I'm not really tall? Oh my God. That doesn't stop a lot of people that actually get dates. And the woman's like, oh, well, nobody really approaches me because I thought that I was ugly. And you're like, what do you mean you're ugly? You're beautiful. And it's like, well, nobody approached me, so I thought I wasn't attractive. I have heard this bullshit a million fucking times. And it's like, no, they just don't know how to speak to anybody like a human fucking being. That's the problem. They don't know how to talk to people. It's like you go up and say, hey, how you doing? I mean, damn. And don't go off to the crazy teeny boppers because you know how they're gonna be. They're young. Their brains are still fucking developing. A lot of guys, oh, I want to go after, yeah, okay. Tell me how that fucking lasts. I got a buddy of mine. Told you about this guy. He did it. He did the thing. He went to the clubs, saw these beautiful young girls. He said, I hated dating them. They were so fucking boring. They were on their phones all the time. They didn't have anything to say. It was the most boring dates I've ever been on. And this man was dating back in my time, too. When he's already saying, hey, this is a bunch of bullshit. Don't fucking waste your time on it. Maybe you shouldn't waste your time on it. Guy I'm talking about's a landlord, so he's making pretty damn decent money right now. He does real estate. And he'll straight up tell you. He says a bunch of bullshit. I've heard all of it, man. So these guys, like, why do you want it? Because it's hot? It's like, hey, there's a thing about hot stuff. When you put your hand on it, sometimes it'll burn you. Maybe that's what you need. Maybe you need to be burned. I mean, seriously, just find the wrong thing real quick. And then, oh, well, now I kind of understand why these guys went MGTOW now. Oh, I'm not going to conflate them with incels anymore because, you know, I get it. Yeah, after something fucking happened to you, then you finally fucking get it. It dawns on you. Bing! Light bulb above the head! Oh, I got it! This is it! Lightning bolt! Kaboom! You know? This is what needs to fucking happen. I guess, man, I hope more of these girls become goth mommies or whatever. And I'm talking the scene mommies, not my day goths. I'm talking their day, the scene girl, whatever the fuck they call it.
You know, there's many different kinds of goth.
No, there's only one fucking kind of goth. Everything else is a bastard offshoot. But anyway, yeah, I hope more of them become goth mommies. I want to see more e-girls. I want to see more fucking OnlyFans girls. I want to see more of these guys try to date these fucking crazy ass women. And I want to see shit happen to them. And I want to see them really understand why men went their own way. I don't want them to be like, oh, you couldn't get anybody, Grim. No, trust me. I've got a lot of people. I just don't want to take them to raise. I don't want to be in charge of all the goddamn kids. They're not mine. And I mean, the woman, I don't know nothing about her, really. I mean, that's what I'm saying. You got so many different choices. You see them online, you talk to them, but you don't really know them. I mean, some of them are they're young. Well, they look good, but when you see their kids, they're grown adults. We're talking about fucking graduated college shit, right? I mean, she still looks good. Sometimes the wall is very kind, but at the same time, yeah, man, I'm not really about it. I mean, it's just not my thing. I mean, I know one girl, she's got three kids. One's 16, the other one 5 and 8. And she says, I'm done with it. She says, I was with this man for 10 years. I put up with him and his crazy ass mama, and I'm not going to do it no more. I said, I've got my dog and I've got my kids, and that's all I want. There ain't nothing wrong with a girl. She's cute. She just don't want to deal with it no more. So a lot of women are like, fuck it too. I mean, that's literally what's going on right now. You know? And then you got the young people. Why can't I get a... Oh, Jesus. Just dress your doll some more and have fun and fucking enjoy your life, my God. I'm sorry Stacy doesn't wave hi to you. Hi, Ken. It doesn't fucking work that way, dumbass. A lot of these guys, they just literally need to be taught common sense. I'm sorry. It's fucking ridiculous. You know, people forgot what MGTOW was about. And it's pretty bad that the hentai guy has to be the one to fucking tell you guys about it. The guy that does the adult visual novels and the fucking hentai is the one that's telling y'all you're fucking crazy. Not everybody, but there's a lot of people, oh, I can't get Stacy to wave at me. I must be ugly. Oh, I'm so ugly. Oh my God, there's so many of these young guys. And I see, and I've seen them. It's like they're not the most attractive, but they're not horrible. I mean, God, you could get somebody. Shit, I mean, if that's what you want. The problem is, they want these goddamn goth mommy fake e-girl bullshit. That's all I see. That's literally all I fucking see from these guys. There's so many of them on social media. I want this e-girl goth mommy. And then you got these trads. Well, I only want a traditional Slavic woman. So, well, why don't you take your ass over to fucking Yugoslavia or wherever the fuck it is. I don't know, someplace in Russia. And go fucking find one. I mean, it's stupid. Some of these men need their heads examined. What the fuck happened? You know? It's like I had to come out of Red Pill retirement to make this fucking video because I'm tired of seeing the bullshit. I'm tired. Maybe this video is longer than 15 minutes. Maybe it takes me a little longer to get my point across. But I'm supposed to make a really fun video about my journey of through heavy metal today. And I have to start it with this one. Because I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it. You know, another guy said, just like TFM said, you can't save them all. And I'm not trying to save them all. I'm not even trying to tell them they shouldn't get married. I'm telling them to fucking just be goddamn careful and quit being idiots and quit thinking that the women don't want to talk to you, because a lot of the times they don't know what the fuck's going on either. You got a bunch of people that don't understand fucking basic ass social cues. Oh, does that guy like me? Oh, does that girl like me? I don't know. Let's just go home and fucking masturbate. Because that's literally all that fucking happens. Seriously.
And I wish somebody would be there for me. Oh, I wish somebody would be there for me too.
You idiots just fucking saw each other in the goddamn mall or the... No, mall. Mall's a little outdated. In the damn grocery store or something. You gave each other the look. Neither of you knew what the fuck it meant. And none of you went out and did nothing! It's ridiculous. That's what's going on right now. I can't believe it. You know, I'm about to be 40 years old. I've seen a lot of shit. I remember better times. I remember times when you could go up to a woman and she would be kind of, you know, nervous because she was nervous and she really liked you. Does that even fucking happen still? Where the woman's like, oh, I really like you, you know, and she feels comfortable around you. So she takes her head and she rests it on your lap. And she falls asleep in your arms. I've had that happen, okay? It's a good feeling. It's nice. Maybe some guys, I don't know. I should say maybe some guys need to experience it. But then they'll experience it and they'll go into simp mode. Oh, I love you forever. I'm going to do everything. And then, oh no, why did she leave me? I was a good man. And it's ridiculous. It's just absolutely ridiculous. I know too much about this fucking bullshit. And that's why when I see these guys act the way they do, it's pure ignorance and stupidity. Maybe the guys that are the loser incels in TFM, I mean, I don't know, maybe the loser incels in TFM's audience are better off because they're not dealing with this shit. It's a big cope. That's what all the incels say. It's a cope, it's a cope. And of course, TFM called himself the Pope of Cope. And he's like, whatever. It's ridiculous. You gotta do something for these guys because they don't know what the hell they're doing. They don't know what the hell they're doing. And of course, going to other countries is still an option. You can do that. You can, but if you do that, you need to find yourself a good wife out there. That's what you, if you want to do that, go find yourself a good wife. Don't go out there fucking around and trying to, oh, I'm Chad here now. No. You're going to regret that. You want to just go ahead and find yourself a decent woman and have yourself a family and settle your ass down and do the thing that you wanted to do, right? It's like, here's the thing. This is the thing you wanted. Here you are. You're a daddy now. You know, congratulations. There's your wife, your loving wife. I don't know what you're eating because I really don't know too much about their cuisine out there, but I know it's a little different from what we eat here in the West. But, yeah, you're going to do it. That's going to be your life. You'll have a loving partner and, you know, kids and all that kind of thing. I mean, if that's what you want, that's what you want. I got nothing against that. Go do that if you want to do that. But me, you know, I'm Neon Pill. I'm waiting for the robots and all that other shit. And we'll see what happens on that front. But at any rate, I think I said all I need to say here. And this will be the Grimlord. And I am out. We will see you next time when I've got something to rant about. Which is probably just a few minutes. Because I have a good video coming up.